Hello.
Hi, Kizzy.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, this is Shireen on a recorded line. How are you today?
I'm great.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that. Again, this is a recorded line. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo-Provera lawsuit on behalf of your sister?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
No, I have not.
Okay. And then in regards to your sister, are you her power of attorney?
I am.
Okay. And are you and your sister residents of the United States?
Yes.
And is your sister still with us?
Yes.
Okay. And then I just want to confirm you have authority to sign on behalf of your sister?
Yes.
Okay. All right, give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and then was your sister diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so sorry to hear that. How is she doing now?
She has a lot of strokes. She's not as well.
I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm going to try to get through this as quickly as possible. It's going to be the same process that you and I went over. I believe it was last week or the week before. Was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
The brain.
Okay, and then what was your sister's date of diagnosis? If you don't know the exact day, we could do the month and year as well.
Okay, I want to say June 26, 2016. I'm sorry.
2006 or
2016.
2016, okay. And then what is your sister's date of birth?
9/18/90.
And do you know of anyone else that was injured by Depo besides yourself and your sister?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then did your sister use the name brand injectable Depo?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then did your sister use Depo for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, ma'am.
And within 1 year, can you confirm that your sister's had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am.
And then what month and year did your sister start using Depo?
2015.
Do you remember what month?
I'm gonna say January.
January of 2015. And when did she stop using Depo? Was it when she was diagnosed?
Yes, 2016.
Was it June
So
of
hold on.
2016?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm sorry, you were saying I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you go ahead. The dates is just, I don't, it's just the dates. But when you do the medical records, it all had a correct date.
Okay.
But I think those are the right dates.
Okay. To the best of your knowledge, those are the right dates, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then can you confirm your sister's gender for me?
She's a female.
And then what is your sister's first name?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can't. My phone.
Okay. No
What did
worries.
you say?
What is your sister's first name?
Brianna, BIRANNA. Last name, Holmes, HOLMES.
Okay. And then can I get your sister's social?
424-18, I'm sorry, 424-35. 12/44.
Okay. And then I have your first name as Kizzy.
Yes, ma'am.
Last name Holmes, Holmes.
Yes, ma'am.
And then what is your social?
417-153509.
And then I'm sorry, your date of birth.
10/29/82.
And then can I get your email, please?
Home.
Your, okay. Home.
2.lj@gmail.com.
Okay. And then for your phone number, I have 205-370-6916.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that your cell, your home, or both?
Both.
Okay. And then can I get, give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
And then do you and your sister live together?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then can I get your full address, please?
1111 Oak Shadow Circle, Northeast Birmingham, Alabama, 35215.
Okay. And then do you have any official documents to show you are the power of attorney over your sister?
I do.
Okay. And then was Depo-Provir administered by a doctor or medical staff, or your sister did it herself?
Medical staff.
Medical staff. And then do you know the name of the facility where she received her depo or where it was administered?
Eastern Health Center.
Is that in Birmingham, Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you happen to know the name of the medical staff that administered the depo?
No, ma'am. It's whoever. No. It's just a clinic.
Okay. Alrighty, let me just pull their information. Give me one moment. And then to the best of your knowledge, how many times was your sister injected with Depo? She has
over,
to ask me a number.
Four.
At least four times?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then do you happen to know the name of the doctor that prescribed her the Depo shot?
No, ma'am. It was whoever's at Eastern Health Center.
Okay, so it's at the same facility as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me pull their information again. And then what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI scan, or both?
Both.
Both? And then did your sister have a prior cancer diagnosis before the meningioma?
No, ma'am.
No? And then can I get the name of the facility of where she was diagnosed?
Kirkland. Oh. Hey, Dr. Fisher, I think he's at Kirkland Clinic, or I'm not sure if it's considered UAB or Kirkland, but it's Dr. Fisher.
Is it the Kirkland Clinic of UAB Hospital?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is that where she was treated as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me pull their information.
Okay.
And then what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed her?
Dr. Fisher.
Dr. Fisher?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it Winfield S. Fisher III?
I'm sorry, one more time.
Winfield S. Fisher III? He's a neurosurgeon?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And did he treat her as well?
Yes, ma'am. He did the surgery.
And then what type of treatment did your sister receive for the meningioma?
I think radiation.
Okay. Anything else?
You talking about when it had, after she had the surgery, is that what we're talking about?
Any type of treatment that she did. So she did surgery as well?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, yeah. She had brain surgery.
Okay. So brain surgery and radiation.
Yes, ma'am.
And then was your sister hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you happen to know the dates of when she was hospitalized?
I don't know the dates, no, ma'am.
No? Okay.
But
you happen to know what month she was in the hospital?
I'm trying. I'm going to say.
Was it hot or cold?
I think it was cold. It was hot. So it had to be like August. I'm going to say August because it was emergency.
August of 2016, the same year she was diagnosed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then is there any medical notes that you'd like to add?
No, ma'am.
And then do you have a copy of the medical records for your sister?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then if you needed to provide these medical records for the attorneys, would you do so by mail, electronically, or both?
Both.
Okay. You said both, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Does not live with me.
Okay. And then what is the first and last name of the emergency contact?
Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S.
Okay. Give me one moment, okay? Okay. And then can I get Barbara's phone number, please? 205, and then what were the three middle digits?
240.
Mm-hmm.
6456.
Okay. And then what is the relationship to this person?
Mom.
And do you have her email by chance, or did you want me to put down your email?
You can put down my email.
Okay. And then do you have her address by chance, or did you want me to put down non-applicable?
Non-applicable.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and review the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you are filing this claim on behalf of your sister. You are the power of attorney over your sister, and you don't currently have a claim or an attorney in regards to your sister. You are interested to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit. Your sister is still with us, and she was diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain roughly around June 1st, 2016. I have her date of birth as September 18th, 1990. She did use a name brand injectable Depo-Provera. She did use it for at least 1 year minimum from roughly around January 1st, 2015 to about June 1st, 2016. And within 1 year, you can confirm that she's had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis. I have her first name as Brianna, spelled B-R-I-A-N-N-A, last name Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, and I have her social as 424-35-1244. I have your first name as Kizzy, spelled K-I-Z-Z-Y, last name Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S. I have your social as 417-15-3509, and I have your date of birth as October 29th, 1982. I have your email as your last name, the number 2.lj@gmail.com. And I have your cell and home number as 205-370-6916. I have your address as 1111 Oak Shadow Circle Northeast in Birmingham, Alabama, zip code 35215. In regards to administering and prescribing, for your sister, I have a medical staff that administered the Depo-Provera. She's been injected with Depo at least 4 times, and that was at Eastern Health Center. Address I have for Eastern Health Center is 601 West Boulevard in Birmingham, Alabama, zip code 35206. And the facility phone number I have is 205-591-5180. In regards to diagnosis of the meningioma, I have both a CT scan and an MRI scan. I have her diagnosing and treating doctor as Dr. Winfield S. Fisher III. That is at Kirkland Clinic of UAB Hospital. The address I have for the facility is 2006 Ave South in Birmingham, Alabama, zip code 35233. And the facility phone number I have is 205-934-3411. The doctor's specialty is neurosurgery, and your sister did not have a prior cancer diagnosis. She was hospitalized for the meningioma in August of 2016. You do have a copy of the medical records for your sister, and you can provide them both mail or electronically if needed. And I have your emergency contact as your mother, who does not live with you. I have her name as Barbara, spelled B-A-R-B-A-R-A, last name Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S. I have her phone number as 205-240-6456. And then for email, I put down your email, and for address, I put down non-applicable. Does this all sound correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So the system's generating the documents. Once again, I just need a couple signatures from you before moving forward. Okay, so she should have just received a text. It's going to say DocuSign. Again, it's going to have my name on it, Shireen Sakala.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so go ahead and click on that link. You're going to agree to electronic records and signature.
Okay, I will. I'm driving right now, so in about 10 minutes, I will.
Okay, all right. So for the rest of the process, just make sure you get those documents signed. They will expire before the end of the day today. The way the process is going to work, yet again, is the attorneys are going to reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours to verify the case with you over the phone. Just be on the lookout for their call. They won't be able to get started on the case without speaking to you. Again, I sent you a text with my information, my contact information. So if you have any questions or concerns, again, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. I do want to thank you so much for your time and your patience, and I'm wishing you nothing but the best for you and your sister, and I do want to thank you for sharing all this information with me. And I will follow up with you before the end of the day today in case the documents aren't signed, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.